Thank you for joining us. We will begin shortly. We're waiting for members to join. One moment. Thank you for joining us. We will begin in about a minute.
Good afternoon. Thank you everyone who has answered the call to get involved with the future of your unit, the Park District. My name is Jeffrey Howard, here with SEIU Local 73. We set this call up today because you, the members of Chicago Park District, will soon have the opportunity to elect one of our own to the Chicago Park District Pension Board. Additionally, we will soon be in contract negotiations for a new collective bargaining agreement. And it is now more than ever that everyone knows what's going on and talk about what we can do to win the best contract possible, and additionally have representation on a pension board. We will also have some updates for you on this call regarding the impending Supreme Court Janus decision that will affect our work and the exciting work of our Committee of the Future. So at any time, if you would like to ask a question, press zero. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to the director of SEIU's Park District Division, Ms. Science Mellis.
Hello, Science. So I just want to give you guys a quick update about what we are doing in CPD. We're currently electing and training stewards so we have quality representation at our workplaces. We have established a contract action team, CAT, which meets at the local 73 office every third Thursday of the month at 9 to 11:30 a.m. and 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. so members can attend either of those sessions. Because of the CAT team efforts, we have identified key issues that members care about: better wages, fair promotion process, safe work environment, and we've created an online survey to ask you what's important. There is a petition going around that addresses the major issues of fair promotions in the CPD. We have received hundreds of completed surveys. Have you completed your surveys and signed the petition for a fair promotion process? Recently, the court ruled that pension changes were unconstitutional and reverted us back to our original 9% contribution rate. The battle is not over. Now more than ever, it is imperative that we have one of our own representing us on the pension board. I am proud to introduce Regis Banks, who is running for the pension board trustee. Regis?
Hello, my brothers and sisters. I'm Regis Banks, and I'm running for a pension board trustee. I've been an attendant for the Chicago Park District for over 22 years, and I'm just want our voice to be heard on the trustee board, so we have our own to make decisions that will benefit us, the workers. I always try to be a people person, so I could get the trustee to help, because we pay into it. We are 80% of the pension. So I'm just asking that my brothers and sisters support me and becoming a trustee so the pension will go back to us, the working class. I'm making sure that the corporation, which is the Chicago Park District, will not control or rule our pension. So that pension belongs to us. So we want myself to be a part of the pension board, and I just need you all help and support so I can be the trustee on the pension board, so I can be your voice when we have decisions concerning the pension.
Thank you, Regis. I think everyone can see how important it is that we stick together in order to win. Not only are we dealing with management at CPD, we also need to keep in mind that Bruce Rauner is in the background, trying to cut back on what the state contributes to the district by cutting our pays and benefits. He's on the record saying that public employee benefits need to be reduced, and he's pushing the Janus case as a part of his plan. I hope by now you've heard about the case that Rauner is pushing because it's going to be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court very soon, sometime in the next 5 weeks. Could be next week. And it affects our bargaining because the goal of the case is to divide and weaken our union. That's what Rauner and his friends want. We have a plan to stick together and prove them wrong and come through this stronger than ever. And now, now that President Trump has stacked the Supreme Court with an anti-worker majority, we expect it will be decided against us. Does anyone know who started the case? It was our dear friend, union busing Governor Rauner. He actually filed it himself because the public unions in Illinois were blocking his efforts to cut pensions and health benefits. The case was originally called Rauner versus AFSCME, and it is asking that public employees be banned from having union shop contracts where everyone is required to support the union financially. That case got thrown out because Rauner himself wasn't paying anything to a union. So they found a state worker named Mark Janis to file the case. And now the case has been heard by the Supreme Court. Bottom line is that Rauner and other billionaires know we have strength in numbers. If Rauner succeeds, then our union will have less members and less power to fight for wages, benefits, pensions, and worker rights. Rauner has been very clear about wanting to cut public employee pay and benefits. This has been his agenda since day one. So as a part of our contract fight, we need to be ready for this attack and prepare to fight back. When the decision comes down, we'll get word out, and we can all spread the word that we're sticking together for fair wages and benefits as well as for our rights and our pensions, and we aren't going to let Rauner break us. Instead, we want to make an extra effort to sign more folks up. What will it show management if the week after the decision comes down, more workers sign up for the union? Because once this decision comes down, it is crystal clear to management how many workers are supporting the union. We need to show management we're sticking together. One thing some workers are doing are taking selfies, holding up a handmade sign that says union, and posting it on Facebook and sharing it with the union. We call it the Norma Rae Challenge. If you ever saw the movie Norma Rae, where Sally Field is holding up the union sign in the factory, you know what I'm talking about.
Great. Well, thank you, Science. Once again, if you have a question, press 0 at any time to be put into the queue so we can answer your questions on the line. We have a question? We have a question. Caller, who am I speaking with?
Magali Garcia. I'm an instructor at Bosco Park, the pool.
Okay, how you doing today? And your question is?
My question is, our insurance contract ended, and so hourlies who did not obtain 4 years before the contract ended now does not have insurance. So I was wondering if the union was planning on pushing to reinstate our contract with the insurance company that we had.
So we are going to be looking at everything in the contract that needs to be amended. So, you know, like the surveys, I don't know if you had a chance to fill out the survey, but one of the questions it asks is, like, what kind of benefits you guys want for hourlies? And if that is what you guys want, then that's something that we are going to look at. Absolutely.
It's not only about what we want, it's more
correct.
What we need.
Yep.
You know,
that's correct.
Hourlies who are full time should at least, if anything, get insurance. Is what I'm saying.
I agree.
Thank you for your call. And once again, in order for us to get the things that we want, we're going to really need to participate. We have our CAT team meetings, which are on the third Thursday of every month. We're going to be electing our bargaining committee. We're going to be putting forward action so that we let CPD know that we're serious about getting a contract that works for the workers at the Park District. Do we have another question? We have another question. Caller? Caller, you're on.
Hey,
good afternoon.
Who
are you speaking with?
Hello?
Hello? How you doing? Who are we speaking with?
Martez. I'm a rec leader at Union Park.
Hey, Martez, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I had a question for the employees. How can we support? You want us to help you support to get our voice out there? So I want to know, how can we support for the Park District?
So one of the things that I mentioned was that we, you know, we're electing stewards in our shops because we know that when there are stewards in the workplace, that shop is strong. And so, you know, we want you guys to step up to do that, as well as attend the contract action team meetings, because that's important. That's where a lot of information is shared. And then it's also signing members up on membership cards. You know, because the Park District, unfortunately, moves you guys around so much, it's very difficult for us to find you guys. But you guys know where other members are. So getting members on membership card is key. Because we want to walk into this contract negotiation strong so that it doesn't take, you know, 2 to 3 years to negotiate the contract.
Martez, do you have a steward at your park?
Say it again?
Do you have a union steward at your park, at your location?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Yes. Can you give us a call here at the office so we can get your phone number? So we can talk to you about, if nothing else, being a worksite leader so that you can make sure that your members at your park are informed about what's going on and what they can do as we enter in these contract negotiations and we try to get Regis elected as the pension trustee for SEIU. All right? I don't know if you want to give your phone number over the air, but if you want to give your phone number over the air, we'll give you a call.
Martez.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Martez? Do Jermaine work for you, the physical instructor?
Yes.
Okay. Jermaine is a dear close friend of mine. And anything or concerns that you may have, because I am a union steward, and I was also part of the negotiating team. So any concerns, he will give you my number directly, and I could come directly and sit down and talk to you about some of the things that you have issues with, or some of the things that you might want to ask. So I'm willing to talk to you about it. So any questions that you have, and also I'm at Holman Square, so you can reach out to me at any time.
Okay,
what's your name?
Martez.
My name is Regis Banks.
Hey, Martez, what's your phone number?
872-333-5048.
All right, very good. Thank you. Someone will be in touch with you about what's going on at your work site and how we can get you more involved. Thanks for your call. We have another caller. Who are we speaking with? Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon. Who
yes.
are we talking to?
Okay, this is Deb Rowley, maintenance foreman at Chicago Park District. I'm on the lakefront, and my concern is, they made a negotiation not to give us a raise, no cost of living raise or anything. My question is, until the foreman, they become up to our pay raise, there's a great difference. So that means I'll probably be retiring before I even get a raise. But the union is steady every time they go up on union dues, they're going up on my dues. I have quite a bit of bills that I have to pay. Water bills going up, gas bills going up, you know. So how do you all expect for us to make a decent living and live and keep everything going? And also they have us with Envision Pharmacy. Everybody agreed on that. I'm trying to see when their contract is up because that's not a good plan at all. They mess up their medicine. They're more expensive. We was able to live more going through Walmart. Now I'm paying triple what I would get now. So those are my concerns.
And I hear you loud and clear. So, you know, that's why we're making sure that we have a contract action team that meets, and so that you get members like you can come and share some of the concerns you have, and then figuring out a way to get what we're asking for in terms of health insurance or whether it's wages. The contract has not been negotiated. As of right now, it's still, you know, it doesn't expire until December. So that's what we're meeting as often as we can so that we can get more input from members like yourself.
Okay, and it came, and I get the same question that we're going to address it. We're going to address it, but nobody's addressing anything.
So we cannot... We can't address it right now because the contract is not, it hasn't opened up. That's the only time you can negotiate over it. So when the contract opens and we go into the bargaining table, then that's when that issue comes up. And so, yes, anything is possible to negotiate over. It's just that we can't do it right now because the contract is not open.
Okay. No
yes.
problem. I will be at the next meeting.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And bring a friend. Yes.
We have another caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Hey, who are we speaking
Hello?
With? Hello?
This is, yeah, can you hear me?
You were breaking up a little bit. Tell us your name again.
Yeah, this is David from Jesse Owens Park.
Hey, David, how you doing today?
Doing good, doing good.
What can we help you with?
My question is there, I guess, any, what's the word I want to use? I guess any kind of intention or any kind of looking into for specialized departments as far as like special rec, gymnastics, or aquatics to change the hourly salary for part-time employees. Right now, you know, special rec instructors are making the same thing as traditional instructors, but yet have to deal with a larger workload, even though it's sometimes in certain locations it's a smaller population. But the challenges are a lot greater, and it's been very difficult to retain good staff because they're making really not enough. It does not reflect the work that's being done within the department of like special rec or gymnastics or aquatics. I was wondering if for the union or for the negotiations, if there's any intention of negotiating on behalf of those kind of departments.
So absolutely. The goal of the bargaining team and the leadership here at the local is to make sure that we address as many issues that members have. And one of the ways that we address the issues are, one, you get involved. Secondly, we have the contract survey that you can do online to sort of tell us these issues, right? Because one of the things are the workers know the issues. So it's important for you as the workers, like you're doing now, communicating this with us through the survey process. And also, if you get involved, potentially you could be on the bargaining committee to make sure that we have all these issues. But upgrades, making sure people are paid fairly, all those things are tantamount to having a good contract. But the only way we win is to have a strong, member-driven campaign where we're really putting pressure on management to change things. So like we've said before, our CAT team meetings are on the third Thursday of every month. And if you go online, you can do the online survey, bargaining survey, so that we can make sure that we get your issues addressed. All right?
Well, as far as the survey I did, as far as like adding any additional comments, I did not see.
So you can also send me an email if you have additional comments, or you can bring them to the CAT team. My email is smelles, S-M-E-L-E-S, at sciu73.org.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, David, for your call, and we'll be looking to see you at our next CAT team meeting. We have another caller. Caller, good afternoon.
Hello?
Who are we speaking with? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, Venus from Wolf Park.
Venus, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, good. I don't really have a question. It's more of a comment for everybody who's listening. And I know that it's frustrating. I am frustrated just as you guys about our current contract, which is why I started to get involved in the union. And so I feel like when you are thinking about some of the things that are unfair about the contract, really think about, one, if you voted for the contract that we have, okay? If you didn't vote, your voice was never heard. You have to be out here and you have to be at these meetings and we have to hear what you have to say, because otherwise we just don't think that there's any problem with a particular issue that you may be facing, that others are facing, but nobody's saying anything about it. So you have to speak up. So please, when you're really thinking about we're going into contracts now and we need to stick together and we need to be together and we need to hear all your problems and we want to fix the problems that we're having now with the contracts, but kind of complaining about it right now, it's already, the contract's already going to be over. So let's take those complaints and let's move forward and try to change them.
Great. Well, thank you, Venus. We appreciate your call, and we appreciate all the efforts that you're doing in trying to get your other co-workers involved in the union and the work that you've been doing on our CAT team.
All
Do
right.
we have another caller?
Yes.
Thanks. Thanks, Venus. Caller, good afternoon. Who are we speaking with?
Good afternoon. This is Joe Lewis calling from Trumbull Park, supervisor.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. What's going on? What's your question today?
Actually, I had a question. A lot of staff members are saying we all got the email, and it explains the percentages as far as the unconstitutional bill and that we were receiving a reimbursement during the summer. Can you explain exactly what the percentage was for how many years and when we were received the reimbursement?
You're talking about the
percentage?
Go ahead.
Yeah. We won the Supreme Court rule in our favor. And by the Supreme Court ruling in our favor of the 1%, because they froze it at 10%. We was paying 10% from 2015 to up until this year in March. So they hold it at 1%. So when the Supreme Court ruled in our favor, the Supreme Court gave us our 1% back that we paid additional into the contribution for our pension of that 1%. They gave it back to us with a 3% interest rate. So you get that 1% for each year. So whatever your salary is, you can add the 1%. Like if your annual salary, just add that 1%, then you add the 3% interest on it, and that's what the that's how you get your money.
You're saying 3% for the 3 years or just for 1 year?
3% for the over that time for like each year from 15 to 18 was 3% plus an additional 3% interest.
So just to be clear, what he's saying is you get a 1% return for 3 years. So if you made $50,000, whatever 1% of $50,000 is, that's what you get for 3 years. Then you multiply that by 3%, and that would be what your return check would consist of. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
And I'm not sure. Do you know when they're going to be sending the checks out?
You know, go ahead.
Yes, it's going to be July the 31st.
Oh, okay, great.
So July the 31st should be coming.
Hey, Joe, is there a shop steward at your park?
Our Venus is our steward, actually. Just commented from Wolf Park.
Oh, okay. Very good. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your call, and we'll be looking for you to be more involved. Okay, good. Okay, so the last thing we want to talk about is besides our contract negotiations, our Janice update, and our brother Regis running for the pension board, we also want to talk a little bit about the future of Local 73. For the last 2 months, a group of union leaders from work sites across Illinois and Northwest Indiana have been meeting to develop recommendations for how Local 73 can return to self-governance this year as a stronger, more effective, and more democratic local union. They finished meetings, and starting next week, all of the members of Local 73 will have a chance to see and vote on their recommendations. The group was split up into three committees. They looked at the finances of the local, the Constitution and bylaws, and there was also a member strength that looked at how we're going to, one, potentially have an MRC, two, how we strengthen our steward structure, and how our union representatives are going to be doing recommendations. Overall, the committee put in about 500 man hours into the work. So next week, you guys will have a chance to vote on their recommendations. We won't go through it all now, but we will be inviting every Local 73 member to join a special conference call like this one on Thursday, June the 7th at 6:30 p.m. So mark your calendars because that's a very important call. The information will also be on our website. And then over the following 2 weeks, every member will have a chance to vote on a new Constitution and bylaws. Voting yes for a stronger union will start on June 8th. Two meetings will be held, one at 10 a.m., another at 5 p.m. at the Local 73 office here in Chicago at 300 South Ashland, where committee members will be present on the recommendations and answer questions. Members can vote at these meetings. Voting sites will also be scheduled between June 11th through June 23rd across Illinois and Northwest Indiana. Locations and times will be shared via email, text, and on the Local's website at www.seiu73.org. Members are also welcome to vote, yes, June 11th through June 22nd from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Local 73 office. Members will receive a postcard in their mail the week of June 4th with an overview of the meeting and voting sites. Do we have any more questions? So with that, we want to recap. We want to do a recap of our call, and then we want to thank everyone for joining. So once again, make sure that if you're interested in getting more involved in your union, we have our CAT team meeting, which is our contract action team meeting, on the third Thursday of every month at the local union office. And that meeting is from 9 till 11:30 and 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Make sure, if you have not done so already, go online and complete the survey that was linked. To complete your survey, follow the link that was emailed to you by the union. If you didn't receive the link, please call us at 312-787-5868, and we will again, and we will share that link with you. You can also go to the front page of our website and get the link. Also, there is a promotion petition that is circulating. Make sure you sign the fair promotion petition that should be circulating in your work site. If you haven't seen that petition, call our number at 787-5868. We'll make sure we get a petition out to your work site. Also, make sure you and your coworkers have signed up on membership cards to make sure that we show management that we are sticking with our union and that we won't be divided and we're coming for a strong contract. And lastly, take a selfie picture holding up a handmade sign that says union and post it on Facebook and share the picture with your union. Lastly, don't forget we're going to have the teletown hall on Thursday, June the 7th at 6:30 p.m. to discuss the Committee of the Future work, and we're going to have a meeting that start on June 8th at the local union office at 10 a.m. and another at 5 p.m. So we want to thank everybody for joining the call. Make sure you get out and vote for Brother Regis Banks, and we will talk to everyone very soon. Thank you, and have a good afternoon.